Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sad Sam Jones. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sad Sam Jones. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoag throws the ball into Lazzari, who tags Seeds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards right. Hoag fields it and throws to second to catch Appling for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a fly ball into left field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Babe Ruth now playing right field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Funk. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Larry reaches second base with a double. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry scores. Gomez moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Yankees, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gehrig moves to third. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gehrig scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kress hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Kress reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kress scores. It's White Sox, 2, Yankees, 2. Sad Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kress. Larry reaches second base with a double. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and has Larry trapped. There's the throw to Self, who throws to Appling, who tags Larry for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Funk takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. Funk moves to second. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Funk scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Seeds moves to second. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 2 in the game. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a pop-up towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari bunts towards first. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Ruth moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dickey is walked intentionally. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig scores. Dickey moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3, Yankees. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Larry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Combs reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Gomez moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Yankees. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Combs scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Yankees. Phil Galavan now pitching. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Galavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galavan hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Len Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seeds. Larry reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 9-3, Yankees. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Funk strikes out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Seeds hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the White Sox 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Combs scores. One out. It's 10-3, Yankees. Samuel Bird pinch runs for Babe Ruth. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Samuel Bird now playing right field. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-3 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.